This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi reflects a commitment to ensuring that modernization and urbanization strengthen culture rather than erasing India's cultural roots. Mr. Modi stated this in his message at the inaugural ceremony of the 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi yesterday. The session is commencing at Red Fort in the national capital from today and will continue till 13th of this month. The Prime Minister said, India is ensuring that no tradition, no practitioner, and no community remain invisible or unsupported. He further highlighted that United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has played a transformative role in building a shared global framework for safeguarding intangible heritage. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
A key dimension of that engagement is preservation of intangible heritage. In doing so, we acknowledge that traditions, languages, rituals, music, craftsmanship, festivals and performing arts are invaluable aspects of human inheritance.
Government has reassured that domestic airlines are operating smoothly and at full capacity, with IndiGo showing steady improvement. The Civil Aviation Ministry said the air travel operations across the country are stabilizing rapidly. Meanwhile, IndiGo has announced that it has processed refunds worth 610 crore rupees and returned around 3,000 pieces of baggage after recent disruptions. IndiGo has also been directed to issue refunds for cancelled or significantly delayed flights, which the airline says are already underway. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has granted more time to IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers and the airline's accountable manager Isidro Porqueras to respond to show cause notices issued over recent flight disruptions. A senior official said both have been given an additional 24 hours until 6 p.m. today to submit their explanations. The DGCA says it continues to closely monitor the situation. In Maharashtra, six members of a family were killed when their vehicle fell into an 800-foot ravine in Nashik district. Police say the Patel family was traveling to the Saptashrungi Mata temple when the driver of the Innova lost control near the Bhavri waterfall. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the incident, saying he is deeply saddened by the loss of lives and that his thoughts are with the bereaved family. India has delivered 300 metric tons of emergency relief to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu as part of a 1,000-ton assistance package from Tamil Nadu. The aid was handed over by Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha to Sri Lankan Minister Vasantha Samarasinghe to support families and communities affected by recent cyclonic storms and floods, which have killed 618 people and displaced thousands. A second shipment of 700 tons is expected to reach Trincomalee this morning. In Delhi, Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta have honored the country's top army officials on the occasion of Armed Forces Flag Day. Those felicitated included Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh Tripathi. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said the day reminds everyone of the countless sacrifices that allow the people of the country to live safe and free lives. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that 92% of the 90 lakh farmers affected by unseasonal rains have received financial assistance. He added that the remaining farmers will get their relief once they complete the required KYC process. Fadnavis was speaking yesterday at a press conference in Nagpur ahead of the winter session of the state legislature. The week-long session begins today and will continue till the 14th of this month. In the FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup in Chennai, India went down 5-1 to defending champions Germany in the semifinals. Lukas Kosel, Titus Wex, Jonas Gersum and Ben Hasbash netted one goal each for Germany, while Anmol Ekka scored India's lone goal. India will now take on Argentina for the bronze medal on Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.